This is WKAR Online. Michigan State University historian Roger Rosentrater returns to help us remember an important battle in the War of 1812, the battle at the River Raisin, 200 years ago this week. The war had begun the summer before with much American optimism, but instead there was failure on nearly every front. In August came the surrender of Detroit, followed by a push to recapture the city. Rosentrater says the battle at the River Raisin near present-day Monroe, known at the time as Frenchtown, was an even bigger disaster, the bloodiest battle ever fought on Michigan soil.
Now, you don't campaign in the winter generally at this time, but there is an American force to the southwest of Monroe or Frenchtown. There is a commander by the name of James Winchester. He's 61 years old. He's an American Revolution veteran. Against direct orders from his boss, William Henry Harrison, he decides to take his command of about 1,500 men and make his way to Monroe in January, mid-January. He hears that there are supplies there, and supplies are always good to have, obviously, especially in midwinter. And then he also hears that there's a British force there that's persecuting Americans. So he makes his way to Monroe, kicks the British force out. Things look real good. Supplies, British are gone, and then it all turns bad for him.
Are the conditions an issue here, the winter cold? Is that a factor?
It's not so much that the winter cold is a factor as much as it is what General Winchester doesn't do. After having the success, the initial success, he either should have left Monroe. Instead, he stayed there. That in its own right isn't bad. Matter of fact, his commander, William Henry Harrison, didn't say, come back. But what Winchester didn't do is he didn't position his troops just in case the British came back. Matter of fact, he's contemptuous of the British and says, well, I kicked him out. I'm not worried. He needed to worry.
It's my impression that some of his forces found his surrender to come as a surprise.
Well, what happens on the morning of January 22nd is the Americans are clearly surprised that the British have come back with a force about the same size as Winchester's. They'll have some real initial success on one side of the American position. They'll even capture General Winchester. But the other side of the American position is doing quite well. The British commander is a guy by the name of Proctor, Henry Proctor, and he will come up to General Winchester and say, well, you need to surrender everybody. If you don't surrender everybody, the 800 Indians that I have in my command are going to be beyond my control. And everyone understands what that means. Winchester immediately orders everyone to lay down their arms.
And then what happens?
Well, Proctor says, I'm afraid that there are more Americans coming. So he takes all his walking, everybody that can walk, the British, the Indians, as well as the Americans, they make their way to the Detroit River and then cross over the ice to Fort Malden, which is at Amherstburg, which is where the British command is at that particular time. They leave behind about 80 seriously wounded American soldiers.
What was the reason for leaving the wounded behind? What was the plan?
Well, the British commander wanted to move quickly, and he simply didn't have the capacity to take the wounded, or so the story goes. The Americans were under the impression, as the British said, they'll send sleighs back to get the wounded to bring them to Fort Malden. Well, the wounded spend a fairly anxious night waiting for the sleighs. The next morning, there are no sleighs. Instead, there are a couple hundred Indians who show up. They plunder the community, and then they begin to murder those soldiers who are unable to move or unable to, take care of themselves. Clearly, there are no weapons. There are no British soldiers to speak of. Those that are able to walk are taken and are taken captive. All of this results in something called the River Raisin Massacre. And there's great outrage, as you might imagine, in the media, not here in Michigan, there is no media, but the national media, the most horrid assassination, cold-blooded butchery, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the result of this then is a little bit later in the year because the American forces are eventually paroled, those that have been captured. And in September of 1813, there is a battle on Lake Erie that forces the British out of Detroit. And the Americans will get their revenge at the Battle of the Thames in October of 1813 near present-day Chatham. They will go into battle with a Remember the River Raisin cry.